Microphone check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
You are now tuned in to the 2 Cents and Nonsense podcast. I'm here with my homeboy, Mac.
What up, what up?
I am Antoine Y. Slicker. Follow us on Twitter at 2Nonsense. That's the number 2, N-O-N-C-E-N-T-S. Yes. Also, follow us on that Instagram at 2Nonsense1. That's the number 2Nonsense and the number 1. And don't forget to get into that Facebook community. Search 2Cents Nonsense in your Facebook search bar. Click up, join the group. We'd love to have you. We back again. Last time out, it was earlier this week, we gave you the bracket for the greatest drama series of all time. And the winner of that was Gotham.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah. It was a fun episode, man. That was a fun episode.
I'm disappointed with that first round matchup of Snowfall and Queen of the South. I ain't like that.
You ain't like that first round.
I ain't like that.
Well, we got a new bracket for you guys today. We're going to actually do the best animated series of all time. This will include cartoons and anime. Mostly cartoons, though, because we've both watched these shows. The majority of the shows, again, is going to be shows we watched. We each picked 8 that we probably the other didn't watch. But we'll get more into that when we get to that point. We didn't get many questions from you guys because I don't think we asked.
No, I ain't asked.
Today is Sunday, March 29th, something like that.
Today's my birthday is in 2 days, y'all.
Yeah, we usually don't record on Sundays, but, you know, we had a little snafu yesterday.
Nigga Matt had a toothache. Wasn't happening. Wasn't happening.
It won't happen. You know, them toothaches ain't no joke.
Nah, man.
Like, when you get that shit be, it's pulsating through your fucking mouth, up through your head. Word. It should be aching.
Yeah, it was.
And then when you got this swelling and you can barely talk.
Take care of your teeth, niggas.
Take care of your teeth.
Word up. I can't stress that enough.
And then, like, you can't eat. Well, I was setting up and this nigga's stomach was growling.
For real?
Yo, could hear this nigga's stomach on the joint.
Yeah, man, I'm hungry. I'm hungry. I ain't even lying.
I thought the fucking, like, the air had kicked on or something.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to eat some pasta today or something.
Yeah.
I ain't been able to eat no meat.
Yeah, gotta eat something. But what's been going on in the world of sports, man?
The world of sports?
Yeah.
Shit is shut down.
Shit is still shut down. No more free agency on it. Anything that died down on the free agency end of the NFL?
Yeah, man. I think everybody's signed. Everybody that's signed now is signed. Whoever is not is probably going to have to wait till after the draft.
Mm-hmm.
They originally pushed it back, but Roger Goodell said, nah, fuck that. Y'all can have this shit over the phone.
Yeah, they're keeping the draft where it is.
And they should.
Yeah, yeah.
Ain't no reason to postpone it. You can do that shit over the phone. They did it on over the phone back in the day.
Right. James Dolan, the owner of the Knicks.
Yeah, I heard he got it.
Came down. He's got the coronavirus.
I hope he don't die, but sell the team.
Sell the team?
Yeah, man.
I mean, he's also the executive of the Madison Square Garden Group, which Steve Ballmer of the Los Angeles Clippers,
yeah,
the
man,
owner. He
brought
the stadium.
The forum.
Yeah, he brought the forum. What, it was 200 million?
I don't even know. But my whole thing is, why does a New York Knicks
organization own the forum?
Yeah.
Why did they own the forum? I have no idea why they own the forum. So, James Dolan, he's the executive of the Madison Square Garden Group. Don't know if he's like part owner of that group or anything like that, but he made a percentage of 200 million.
He's got to be owner because he owns Madison Square Garden.
Well, so. Yeah, could be. Maybe the group is like a partners to help him buy other stuff.
I guess.
Yeah. So that's what that is there. I mean, I hope he recovers, but he should sell the team.
Like I said, I hope he don't die or nothing. Yeah. Just sell the team, man.
No wish no bad stuff on him.
As much as I hate the Knicks, I hate seeing them this shitty. Yeah. You know. Like, if you're going to have high prices for Knicks games, at least make the team competitive. Shit.
You know, Dana White of the UFC is still trying to make the Khabib-Tony Ferguson matchup happen. That's supposed to be a good fight. For those who don't know, Tony Ferguson was stripped of the interim title because he was injured. He had a knee injury. And that led the way for Khabib to come in and win the championship. Then Khabib defended the championship against Conor McGregor, beat him via submission. Then they had that massive brawl after it. But Tony Ferguson had his first fight back on that same card. He fought Anthony Pettis. And he beat Anthony Pettis. He still walks around with his golden shirts on, because, you know, he got the gold shirts on to signify that they're the champ. So he still walks around like that, and this match is basically for the undisputed
championship. Too, you know? Yeah. You fighting for a belt, you never lost.
He fighting for a belt, he never lost. That's correct. So he's still trying to make that card happen, and he wants to put other matches on that card, trying to make it like a super card or some shit like that. So we'll see what happens with that. But I'm looking forward to that fight. I've been watching a lot of UFC and playing a lot of the game UFC. So I've been looking at a lot of those matchups. John Jones in trouble again.
Drinking and driving.
DUI.
With a gun. Stupid.
So he fired off. The gun had been fired off. That's what led the police officer to roll up. Because the car was parked. They were in a parked position, but the car was still running. So, but if you're caught behind the wheel, whether or not the car is stationary, is if the ignition is on and you've been drinking, you get hit with a DUI.
Yeah, stupid, sit in the passenger seat.
You know? And so he was also found with cannabis on him. You know, that marijuana. He was found with the gun. The spent shell was near the car. So they was firing off the gun near the car. And
was he by himself?
He was not by himself. He was with somebody else as well. There was some. The person that he was with was sitting outside the car on the curb, on the passenger side. So I guess they had stopped for a break firing off the gun. Just do right, man. Like, the only person that could beat you is you, right? And probably Reyes, because Reyes didn't win that fight.
He's trying to do everything to end his career.
It's stupid. Like, you're a champ. I mean, no clear, well, you know, other than the Reyes fight, really no clear losses on your record. You know, other than you getting disqualified for an up kick. And that's your only loss. It was a disqualification, you know? So it's like, come on, bro. Do better.
The shitty part about it is, as long as he can draw money, Dana White ain't going to do nothing about it.
Yeah. Yep, that's how it is. As long as he can draw money, you know? If his once they move his legal issues out of the way, he'll be back in the octagon again.
Yeah, quickly.
They have not yet stripped him of the title. Other fighters are calling for them to strip him of the title. And have Reyes and somebody else fight for the right to be the champ. But, I mean, at the end of the day, this man has been stripped of the title, what, 3 times?
And he got it back every time.
2-3 times? Like, he's never lost a belt. So, like, I mean, yeah, you could put asterisks by it every time, you know, but you can't beat him in the ring.
Yeah.
Like, if you can't beat him in the ring, you can't call yourself the champ.
Like, for real.
You know? I mean, the only person that held the belt in the interim, what, Daniel Cormier, he can still call himself a champ because he won it in another weight class. He went up to heavyweight and won the belt. Like, yo, I don't know.
Didn't he retire the champ? Or did he lose that fight?
I don't even know. I would have to check that out.
Okay.
Daniel Cormier. I'll look it up here.
Shit, you ain't gotta fact check. It ain't that important.
Ain't that important. You know? But, man, this coronavirus stuff, man, is just keeping us from being able to witness the sports. You know, I thought we was gonna have a great March Madness tournament. I was looking forward to the NBA playoffs, you know. But it's not much going on.
I wasn't really looking forward to March Madness just because my Tar Heels shit the bed all year. Well, they didn't shit the bed. They had the whole team was injured at some point.
I had a lot of injuries, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did. Had a lot of injuries.
We started off the season hot.
Yeah.
And then the injury bug just took one player out after another. And then it just killed the season. So after that, I didn't really care. And then the only way we could actually get into the tournament anyways if we won the ACC championship. And then after we lose, they suspend the fucking they suspend the tournament. Like, thanks. Why you gotta wait till after we lose? Fuckers.
And Daniel Cormier lost his last fight in August. He lost via TKO to Marriage.
I don't know. I don't really watch UFC.
That's the new champ. He's supposed to be good. He's supposed to be good.
Every time a UFC main event come on, I'm asleep for it because the main event don't start till like 12:30, 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
I end up watching the undercards. I can't stay up for a main event. It's just like ridiculous.
Yeah. I mean, they do get long. Like, the main event usually don't come on until almost 1 o'clock.
That's what I said, 12:30, 1 o'clock.
And it's like, damn, bro.
Like, I'm not trying to stay up for that.
The last one I heard was boring as fuck. Like, I didn't even watch it. Because after you watched them two women fight, and they went the distance, it was just like, yo.
Yeah.
You can't top that fight.
And I watched that one.
That fight was awesome.
Homegirl with the fucked up head. And she stayed in it.
Yeah, but that ain't the first time she... That's why they didn't stop it, because that wasn't the first time her head had swelled up like
that. Well, she better retire, because that bitch gonna have some serious brain damage. Yeah, word up.
You can't keep
your head ain't supposed to be swelling up like that.
You can't keep getting hit in the head like that. You know? But not much else going on in the sports world, man, so... What have you been doing as far as television, man? What have you been doing, watching?
Finished watching all 8 seasons of Game of Thrones.
Okay.
Finished that yesterday.
Yeah, you relived the last episode?
Yeah, I mean, it's not as terrible as I made it out to be. Like,
it wasn't as
terrible. When you go back and watch it.
You go back and you really think about it, it was like, it wasn't that bad. It was bad, but it wasn't that bad. That's funny.
I watched some movies on the Fire Stick.
Mm-hmm.
I watched what the fuck did I watch? I watched The Hunt, which was stupid.
Right.
I watched
The Hunt.
I don't know what the fuck new movies is out. I done watched them all. Just about.
Wow. And just so you guys know, if you're a wrestling fan, ESPN streaming live tonight at 7 p.m. They're going to broadcast WrestleMania 32.
Who was in that? What's the main event?
WrestleMania 32? God damn it.
You just got to give me the main event. I probably know the rest of the card after that.
Okay, I got to give you that. I ain't think about it at the time. But they're going to be...
What's it like, Roman and Triple H?
I don't know.
That probably sounds about right. You know Roman Reigns is in the main event.
Yeah. You can see by the poster. It was Roman Reigns, Triple H.
Yeah, figures.
Yeah, Roman Reigns, Triple H.
That was a long, boring match.
They actually broadcast that match on SmackDown the other night. So they doing they historic replays, and that was the one that they put on SmackDown. It's like, Why did you put that match on SmackDown?
Because Roman Reigns won the belt.
Why did you put that match? You could have left that match off of SmackDown because Roman Reigns won the belt.
You know, if you're going to put a Roman Reigns main event on there, you put him and Brock, I think the first time when Seth Rollins cast in the belt.
Yeah.
Word, that's the one you put on. Should everybody pop for that?
Or you could put on that one that they had, him and Brock. That was a pretty decent match. The one where it was only 3 minutes and it was all hitting just finishers and shit. You could put that one on there.
I guess.
And I listened to Talk is Jericho last night.
I haven't even been listening to the podcast since I've been home.
Yeah. I listened to Talk is Jericho last night. He had Brody Lee.
Okay.
Formerly Luke Harper of the of the Wyatt family.
You leave the WWE and you want to hop on a podcast, you go to Talk is Jericho.
Talk is Jericho. So him and Jericho was on there. And of course, I mean, this was recorded before he did the latest skit or the latest promo on Dynamite. This was recorded right after he made his debut. So I think he recorded this and the Matt Hardy joint on the same day. So he had Brody up there, and Brody was talking about his time in WWE and how he was basically paid.
Did you explain to the people that Brody Lee is Luke Harper?
Oh, I said formerly Luke Harper.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I'm sorry if you guys missed that. Formerly Luke Harper.
It, that's why.
Yeah, formerly Luke Harper of the Wyatt family. He went back to his original name on the indie circuit, Brody Lee, and he is the exalted one, the leader of the Dark Order in AEW. But he was talking about his time the last couple of years in WWE. He basically said, yo, I was paid to sit at home.
Sounds about right.
Like, they just never had anything for me. And he was like, Arn Anderson, poor Arn Anderson, was my biggest supporter. But I think it was to detriment, because it was like, he would always go out to bat for me, and Vince just wouldn't get it.
That's why Arn ain't there either.
Yeah, he just never got it. He just never got it. Now, he talked about some of the pitches that he had went out. This was after he had won the Intercontinental Championship. You remember when he won the Intercontinental Championship?
What, for the week or two we had it?
Well, he had it for longer than a week or two. He just never defended it. Like, he
well,
lost.
I guess that's everybody that holds that belt.
So, he spoke about that. He said, you know, he said that he won the belt, and he was like, oh, I got the belt. This is going to be my push. But when I had the belt, I lost every match with the belt.
Sounds about right.
I dropped the belt. And Rowan was hurt, so it was like they had nothing for me. So I wasn't on television. I was just doing house shows. And he was actually at the time doing house shows with Dolph Ziggler. And that's when the Festival of Friendship shit was going on. So he was doing house shows with Chris Jericho, too. So they were doing the house shows and stuff. And he was putting on good matches. And he had some pitches that he was going to take to Vince. And he said every time he took the joint to Vince, you can't give him to Vince while he's eating. He said he tried to pitch him an idea while Vince was eating some steak. Now, this is where the infamous promo he just did came from, eating the steak. He's eating the steak. He's giving them all these pitches. These are his best ideas. And Vince, out of nowhere, was like, bad cow. And he looks at Vince and was like, what? Bad cow, this is tough steak. And he looks at him and is like, what about my pitches? I'll check them out when I get on the plane. No, he's not going to look. I knew at that moment he's not going to look at it. He's not going to look at it. So, the pitches that I gave him, and then he found out that he ended up using one of the pitches, but he didn't use it for him. One of the pitches was an intellectual beast. Like, you go out there, you maul people, but you speak intelligently and shit. That sound familiar?
No.
That don't sound like Eric Rowan when he got with Daniel Bryant?
I don't even remember.
So he said he used one of them, but he didn't use it on him. So he's just like, he just kept pitching shit to Vince. And Vince, the only thing Vince could revert to was, yo, I need you to, you know, do a Southern backwoods draw. And he kept saying, so I'm from Rochester, New York. I don't know how to do a Southern drawl. And if I do it, it's going to sound fake. It's going to sound like I'm making fun of Southern people. And I don't want to really do that. But Vince just kept that in his mind the whole time. Like, this big motherfucker got to do a country drawl. He's got to be country. I'm from Rochester, New York. I don't know anything about being country. Like, Rochester is a big city here in New York. It's not like it's the country backwoods or nothing like that. Like,
hey, Vince wants what Vince wants,
and Vince wants what Vince wants.
And if you don't give him what he wants, he ain't gonna use you. Plain and simple.
So he talked about that. He talked about the Bludgeon Brothers when they came back together as the Bludgeon Brothers.
That was terrible.
He said that they actually, all the costumes and stuff were designed, and they told him to put the shit on, and they told him to go see Vince to see if he likes it. They went into their office while Vince was getting a massage. He lifts his head up from the massage table. Love it. Keep it. Let's do it. And puts his head back down and continue getting his massage. Like, he looked at it for like 2 seconds, but he loved it. Then he talked about the fact that they had the big-ass mallets, but they weren't supposed to call them sledgehammers because
Triple H sledgehammer.
They didn't want to confuse it. And they wanted them to take the mallets to Saudi with them for a show. And Luke Harper was like, sir, if we try to check these, they're going to get stolen or something. They're going to come up missing. And if we try to carry them on the plane, we're going to get arrested. Like, what do you want us to do? Like, we can't bring those with us.
Vince should have brought them on a private jet.
Vince did bring them on a private jet because he wanted them to go.
There you go.
He wanted them to go. So he actually said that he had been getting contract offers to extend his contract or to renew up until the week of him debuting on AEW. So even though he got his release granted, they were still sending him contract offers.
Yeah, because they didn't want him to go to AEW. That's all there is to it. It's just like the Revival.
Yeah.
When their contract's up, they're gone. They're already gone. They ain't been on TV in flight.
Ain't been on TV. Rusev ain't been on TV in a while.
No, he's gone too.
You know? They just waiting. Like,
yeah, they learn from Mox. Don't rock the boat.
Yeah.
Don't get hurt, because then they'll add more time to your contract.
Like they did Jeff Hardy.
All you got to do is say, you ain't got nothing for me. That's all right. I'll pay me to sit home.
Yeah. And he was like, you know, he was good sitting at home because he had to take care of his kids and things like that. But it was like, yo, I want to wrestle, man. Yeah,
you're a wrestler. And you get paid to wrestle.
And I'm not getting no younger. I want to be able to do this where I can still do it. So he wanted to wrestle. He talked about his first night at AEW. When they were doing the vignettes, they were getting the vignettes.
Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I ain't watched wrestling in over a month. I've watched nothing.
Nothing? I understand.
Nothing.
But he talked about that, and he was like, yo, it's such a different atmosphere over here. It was like, they come to you and they say, well, you got this amount of time. Well, what do you want me to talk about? What do you want me to do? And he said one of them looked at him like he had two heads. It was like, what are you talking about? Like, he was like, no, what's my bullet points? What you want me to talk about? What you want me to do? He was like, you got 10 minutes. Just do whatever you're going to do. What? Like, it was shocking to him.
he used to having a script his whole goddamn career.
It's just like, it was shocking to him because it was just like, nah, man, whatever you're here. It's you. Like, you're going to be, he said that the only thing they told him is you're going to be the exalted one. You're the leader of the Dark Order. Have you met Uno? Have you met Grayson? And he was like, yeah, I used to work with them because he used to work with them on the indie circuit. So he called up Uno and was like, yo, man, I'm going to be, they told me I'm going to be your leader. I'm going to be the exalted one. And Uno just started firing off ideas to him, like, yo, we could do this, we could do this. And he was like, oh, shit, all right, let's do it. Like, so they got that creative freedom. They just got to stay within the time frame. But they have that creative freedom to do what they want. And, you know, yeah, the final say comes from Tony Khan, but he's more of the, yo, if that works for you, I think that'll work.
Yeah, he'll let the boys do what they want to do.
He would only interject if it steps over a political line, or if it's something where it's going to make the company look bad. That's the only way he's going to really step in. But other than that, he's letting them go. You know what I'm saying? They got the free reign to do what they need to do. So he's happy over there. And he talked about the
you
fact
sound that like you happy over there.
I'm happy over there?
You sound like you happy.
I'm happy for him.
Nah, you sound like you happy about AEW, though.
Oh, I haven't looked at it. So I don't know. Like, the fuck you talking about? Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, you sound like you're happy about AEW.
Oh, that is so funny. Like, I thought you watched it at all. You was all getting in depth and shit with it.
I ain't watching it. I'm listening to the podcast. I listen to the podcast. So, yeah.
All right.
So he just seems happy. That's what they talked about on the podcast. He seems happy. So I'm happy for the guy. Like, you know, when you sitting in WWE and not doing shit for 14 months, you know.
He pretty much said the same thing on the Edge and Christian podcast.
Yeah.
So, you know, but that's the problem with WWE.
Yeah.
They always tell you, oh, we ain't got nothing for you. And then you just sit there doing house shows and shit. People like, they're all starting to realize, like, all right, I ain't signing no long-term deals with y'all. I ain't going to rock the boat. Yeah. I'm going to pitch what I can. You just tell me no. All right, I'll do my house shows.
They'll do the house shows.
And then when my contract is up, I'm gone.
And next week, this Saturday and Sunday coming up, will be WrestleMania 36. It's happening in the Performance Center. It's going to be hosted by Rob Gronkowski. Yay. Rob Gronkowski.
I can't fucking stand him.
You can't stand him?
Hell no. Because if black people did the shit that he do, we'd be a bunch of dumbass niggas trying to get attention.
Pretty much. So they have a stacked card here. And when I say stacked, I mean a lot of fucking matches. That's what I mean. 14 matches are going to be on this card. We're going to go over them real quick. And most of these matches have already been pre-recorded. But the results have not been given out. Thankfully, I haven't actually looked. Hopefully, there are no spoilers that are going to come up.
Well, it's not like you can get in the PC, you know?
Well, they did allow some people access. That's what I mean. So, if any leaks come out, they'll know where they came from.
Yeah, and you're getting fired.
You are getting fired. So, up first, we got Rhea Ripley versus Charlotte Flair for the Women's NXT Championship. Who you got? I know you ain't looked at wrestling in like a month, but you can just...
Rhea Ripley. Rhea Charlotte's Ripley. In there to take the L.
Charlotte's
She's
there
not going back down to NXT. Vince don't want her down there.
Charlotte's there to take the L. Okay. Then we got... they still haven't announced that this match is not taking place. So you got Goldberg versus Roman Reigns for the Universal Championship.
That shit ain't taking place unless they already...
Unless they already filmed it.
Yeah.
So... But if it were to still take place, who you got?
Come on, Roman.
Roman taking that.
That's right. The only reason why Goldberg is in the match.
Yeah. Then we got Becky Lynch versus Shayna Baszler for the Raw Women's Championship.
Shayna has to take that.
Shayna has to take it. You're just tired of
Everybody's Becky. Tired of Becky.
You're just tired of Becky.
Not to mention she would have held the belt for a straight year if it hasn't been a year already.
I think
she won the belt at the last WrestleMania.
Yeah.
So.
It's almost been a year. Yep. Then you got John Cena versus The Fiend Bray Wyatt in a match to be determined. I think it's probably going to be. They called it a Firefly Funhouse match. have no idea what the fuck that means.
Okay, so it's going to be something stupid.
It's going to be something stupid.
Which The Fiend has to win.
The Fiend has to win.
Yeah.
John Cena don't need this win.
He don't even wrestle.
Exactly. Then you got The Undertaker versus AJ Styles in some type of match. They said that shit was.
Okay, it's WrestleMania. Undertaker's taking that.
Undertaker.
He already got his two losses.
Yeah.
He ain't taking no more.
He ain't taking no more. Then we got Kevin Owens versus Seth Rollins in a singles match.
You give the heat to Seth Rollins. Let him keep rocking.
Let him keep rocking?
Yeah, man.
Hey, man.
Even if you don't like it, it's the same thing with MJF. Everybody hates MJF.
Yeah.
You gotta let him keep rocking.
Yeah.
You need that heel heat.
You need that heel heat. Then you got the... I thought it was supposed to be a six-pack elimination match, but they changed it to a fatal five-way elimination match. It's going to be Bayley, Lacey Evans, Naomi, Sasha Banks, and Tamina in a fatal five-way elimination match. They pulled Carmella from this matchup.
Why?
Don't know.
But you keep Lacey Evans in that? I'd rather see Carmella.
Yeah. Yeah, they pulled her from that shit. I don't know why, but they pulled her from that shit.
It's either going to be Lacey Evans or Sasha.
I think you got to give Sasha her WrestleMania moment now, man. You got to stop fucking around with her, man. Give her a WrestleMania moment. Let her take that belt. You know?
Vince don't give a fuck about Sasha.
Vince don't give a fuck about Sasha.
She ain't a tall blonde.
She ain't a tall blonde. She's a short bitch with some colored hair.
Yeah, like, for real.
I don't even know what her natural hair color is.
I think it's black.
Okay. Then you got a triangle ladder match for the SmackDown Tag Team Championships. You got Miz and Morrison, the champions, versus the New Day. They say Xavier Woods is going to be at ringside for this matchup.
Okay.
And the Usos.
Usos.
Yep. You going with the Usos?
Yep.
Okay. Going with the Usos on that one. Man. That's three good-ass tag teams, though. I ain't going to even lie. Man. I would want to see the Usos winning, man.
Yeah. Nobody cares about the Miz and Morrison. Nobody. Nobody.
We care. We don't care about them as a collective unit. That's what you're saying? If it was the Miz by itself, we'd be good. Or if it was Morrison by itself, we'd be good.
Unless Miz is fighting for the Intercontinental belt, I don't care about the Miz. I don't care about the Miz. Straight up. Give me Dick Heel in a suit, Miz fighting for his Intercontinental belt. It's your Intercontinental belt.
It is his belt, man. I looked at a greatest Intercontinental champions of all time. Mm-hmm. And you know Miz was like fifth. Like,
because... For whatever reason, people don't like the Miz when he's held more titles than everybody.
Jericho was like third. Like,
Jericho's held the belt, what, like 9 times?
Yeah. I mean, I ain't mad that I think number one was Bret Hart. I ain't mad that it was Bret Hart because the man can really go, but come on, man. Like,
it's not like he held the belt long. Well, yeah. It was different standards back then. Well, once you held that belt back in the day,
yeah,
you moved up
right
to the title scene.
Yep. Then we got for the Raw Tag Team Championships, you have the Street Profits versus Andrade and Angel Garza.
Why?
I didn't even know these motherfuckers was a team.
Shouldn't they be fighting for the U.S. belt?
Yeah, probably. they're like, no, him and Angel Garza, they're teammates.
But shouldn't they be fighting for the U.S. belt? They should be fighting. Doesn't Andrade have the U.S.
yeah,
belt?
Yeah, the U.S. belt's not
so
on the
line. So why is it not like a four-way ladder match with all those Mexicans for the U.S. belt? Why do you have this? All right, hold on. Hold on. So they're not even a legit tag team.
They're not a legit tag team. Zelina Vega is both of their representatives.
But you got AOP, who deserves a title shot.
Not getting it.
You got War Machine or Viking Raiders.
Not getting it.
But they're the ones in the storyline.
Doesn't matter.
So I don't get it.
I don't understand either. I just know that that's what it says here. Street Profits versus Andrade and Angel Garza for the Raw Tag Team Championship.
Wow.
Then you have Elias versus King Corbin.
Who the fuck cares? Why is that even a match?
Because King Corbin threw Elias off a scaffolding.
So? On Friday. That should have been the end of it.
Should have been the end of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's not. Then you got, of course, Edge versus Randy Orton in a last man standing match.
We know Edge is taking that.
Right.
As I'm sitting here.
With the rated R superstar. And then we have Sami Zayn versus Daniel Bryan for the Intercontinental Championship.
Why Daniel Bryan?
Bruh, I don't know.
What happened to Broad?
Bruh, I don't know. Drew Gulak won a match to give Daniel Bryan an opportunity at the championship.
But they were fighting each other.
Drew Gulak beat, what's the guy's name? Shinsuke Nakamura on Friday.
But what's that got to do with Daniel Bryan? He was fighting Daniel Bryan.
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
They changed storylines real quick.
Do I really have to go back and watch these garbage ass shows to figure out what's going on this past week before WrestleMania?
You might, because the other match that we have on the cards here is Bobby Lashley versus Aleister Black in a singles match.
They wouldn't even show that on the Hulu version just because it's Bobby Lashley. Come on, man. God damn.
So Bobby Lashley and Aleister Black got a WrestleMania match. For reasons nobody knows. And then, of course, the last match, you have Brock Lesnar versus Drew McIntyre. I was about to call him Drew Galloway for a second there. Drew McIntyre for the WWE Championship. And we all know that that should be Drew winning that belt.
But you never know when it come to Vince. Because we thought Roman was taking that belt for years off of Brock.
Yeah, and Roman is his boy.
And we thought Roman was pure locks. Nope. Yeah.
Roman is his boy.
I don't take nothing. It's hard to bet against Brock.
Yeah. But that's all we got for sports. Ooh, shit. I spiked up the thing there just now.
Yes.
But that's all we got for sports. We ready to get into this bracket?
Sure, man.
What is the greatest animated show of all time. Just as always, just as the last time, like I said, we both picked 16 that we both watched, and then he picked 8, and I picked 8 that both of us didn't watch. So we randomized the bracket. The integrity of the bracket has to stand. I understand we might get a matchup like we did with Queen of the South versus Snowfall in the first round. You got a coin for the coin flip?
No.
I got a randomizer in here if you want to do that.
I didn't even think about it.
I can get a coin. It's from somewhere, probably. No. I got a number randomizer and a coin flipper on this damn thing. See? How many coins are you flipping? One. See? I got a coin flipper. It just comes out and says what it is, heads, tails.
All right, whatever.
So, we got the coin flipper. So, we'll go with that. And in the first round, we have Avatar, The Last Airbender versus DuckTales.
Avatar. Sorry, DuckTales. I love y'all. But Avatar.
I'm going to go Avatar as well. Avatar: The Last Airbender is a great TV show.
Yeah.
That was a great show.
I watched it over like a whole, like a month ago or whatever the hell it was.
Did you ever watch the spinoff joint, Legend of Korra?
There was, yeah. Oh, that she did two seasons of that.
Yeah.
Show was good.
I watched that shit.
So Avatar is moving on to the next round.
For all you people, you old heads that like DuckTales, we're not saying that DuckTales is not a good show. It's on the list because it's a good show.
It just ain't better than Avatar. It
just ain't better than Avatar. What's that, Jordan? Life is like an airplane.
Yes.
That's my shit. Up next, we got Recess versus Hey Arnold.
I'm going Recess.
I like Hey Arnold so much. I like Hey Arnold so much. But I
hated Hey Arnold.
Why'd you hate Hey Arnold?
I couldn't get into it.
What? Come on, that football
shit
head.
That shit, yeah, for real. He got a football head. That shit,
yeah, everybody had like weird ass heads on it. One dude had a head that looked like an open can of beans.
Yeah, I know. That shit ain't for me. I couldn't get into it.
I love Hey Arnold, but I gotta go with Recess too, man. Recess is TJ Detweiler.
For real.
King Bob. Gretchen and all them.
Yes. Yes. You got the snitch.
Randall.
Miss Finster.
Yeah, man. Yo, Miss Finster used to goat that little nigga into that shit. You want a cookie, Randall? Tell me what happened. Tell me who did it. Tell me who did it.
Randall just looked like a snitch, too.
He did. He did.
With his hunchback.
Up next, we've got Tiny Toon Adventures.
Ooh.
Versus The Boondocks.
I'm a nigga. I'm going with The Boondocks.
I'm going with The Boondocks as well.
Sorry, man.
Tiny Toon Adventures was nice.
It was, though. It really was. Shit. See, I forgot something we should have threw on there.
What?
Animaniacs.
Oh, nah, I purposely left that one off.
That was my shit.
It was between that and Tiny Toon Adventures for me.
Oh, I don't.
Tiny Toon Adventures got the nod.
Fuck you then.
Hey, man, I like Animaniacs, but Tiny Toon Adventures was a little bit better than me than Animaniacs.
I like them better.
Up next, we got The Simpsons versus The Looney Tunes.
Fuck you, Simpsons, Looney Tunes.
You the one chose The Simpsons.
I just threw them on there because it was a name and I watched like a season or two.
Yeah. I'm going with the Looney Tunes as well.
It's shit. Give me Roadrunner and fucking Wile E. Coyote any fucking
all
day.
All day.
Word.
Up next, we've got The X-Men versus Arthur.
X-Men.
I gotta go with X-Men too, man. I threw Arthur on the list because I liked Arthur. DW, you know, Buster and all them.
Yeah,
but when I saw the bracket, and I was like, shit, yeah, X-Men man.
Is moving on to the next round. Up next, we've got Rugrats versus Yu-Gi-Oh! No, it gets tough out there. It gets tough.
All right. For me, I'm going Yu-Gi-Oh! Sorry, Rugrats.
We're going to have to flip a coin, man. I like all Rugrats. Right.
Rugrats is my shit. What you calling it, bro?
I call Tails.
You calling Tails? Tails for Yu-Gi-Oh! Let's see what we got.
And it was Tails.
Yeah.
So we got Yu-Gi-Oh! Overtaking the Rugrats going to the next round. Yu-Gi-Oh! Goodness gracious, what the hell are they doing next door?
Oh, see, you nice, because I would have been like, yo, you need to cut that shit the fuck out.
What the word? Fuck? All right. Up next, we've got Tom and Jerry versus the Jetsons.
That's not fair. That's not fair. Who you got?
I got the Jetsons, bro. I got the Jetsons. I like Tom and Jerry. But they ain't never say nothing.
They ain't have to say nothing,
but they ain't never say nothing. And the Jetsons, bro, the Jetsons was nice.
I'm going to go with the Jetsons as well. I don't like that matchup. I should have said just Tom and Jerry just to flip a coin, but in my heart, I was going to say the Jetsons anyway, so I was like, fuck it, I'll just go with them.
Up next, we got Beast Wars versus Dragon Ball Z.
Dragon Ball Z. I don't want to hear that bullshit. I love Beast Wars. You ain't better than Dragon Ball Z. I'm sorry.
Beast Wars is a great show, man. If you've never seen Beast Wars, it's a Transformers, but they're in animal form. I think they had four seasons, but that shit is incredible. It's great from start to finish. But again, not better than Dragon Ball Z.
Up next, we got Tailspin versus Doug.
I'm going Tailspin. See, I like Doug, but not enough to really give a shit about it. I watched it because it was on. So.
We're going to flip a coin on this one.
All right.
I got heads for Doug.
Go ahead.
And it is heads. We're going with Doug.
All right.
I like Tailspin too, man. But it's just, I don't know, man. It was a coin flip with those two shows. I like both of them. Up next, we've got Goof Troop versus Gargoyles.
Gargoyles. Sorry, Goof
Troop. Gargoyles.
Sorry, Goof Troop.
We going Gargoyles. Gotta go Gargoyles. You know what I mean?
Up next, we've got Ren and Stimpy versus Phineas and Ferb.
Ren and Stimpy.
I got Phineas and Ferb, dog.
Hell no.
Phineas and Ferb is better than Ren and Stimpy, dog. Hell no. Have you ever watched Phineas and Ferb?
Happy, happy, joy, joy, nigga.
Nigga, have you ever watched Phineas and Ferb?
Yeah. It ain't for me.
It ain't for you?
No.
Come on, bro.
No.
That shit is better.
Nah, man.
You call it, man.
Tails.
Tails for Ren and Stimpy.
Heads.
That's that bullshit. That's that bullshit. Ren and Stimpy out in the first fucking round.
Ren and Stimpy. Come on, man.
That shit is a great show. Great show.
Nah, it's not better than Phineas.
Hell yeah, it is.
It's not better than Phineas at first. Stop playing.
Hell yeah.
You know. Stop playing, bro. Ren and Stimpy's all right, but it ain't better than Phineas
and Ferb. Guess what? Phineas and Ferb, I guess it'll be a coin flip on the next shit, because I ain't vote for that shit next time. Word up. Fuck out of here.
All right. Up next, we got Chippendale Rescue Rangers versus Dexter's Laboratory.
Oh.
I can see it in your face. You was about to say Chippendale.
I really was.
Wait a minute. Yes. Dexter's Laboratory. I got to go with Dexter's Laboratory. I like Chippendale Rescue Rangers, but come on. Dee Dee, stay the fuck out of his room. Come on. Come on.
We going to coin flip this.
Oh, you wildin'.
I can't vote about like that. I can't vote about like that.
All right, so what you got?
I'm going to just go heads.
Oh, you wild. It was heads. Chippendale Rescue Rangers made it to the next round. Oh, man. All right. Up next, we've got American Dad versus South Park.
For me, I'm going American Dad. I know you're going to go South Park, so you call it.
I'm going heads for South Park. It was tails. American Dad is moving on. I don't dislike neither one of those shows. I think American Dad is cool.
I just never watched South Park.
Oh.
The only thing I've seen of South Park was the movie from 10, 15, 20 years ago.
You gotta watch the show, man.
No, I'm good on that. I hate the animation on it.
Word?
Yeah.
Wow.
Up next, we have the Powerpuff Girls versus Batman, the animated series. Batman.
Sorry, Powerpuff Girls. Maybe if you was up against somebody else, you lost that one. That's a bad matchup for y'all.
That was a bad matchup for them. Yeah.
I like the Powerpuff Girls.
Yeah, man. Mojo Jojo. Him. The Gang Green Gang and all them. But Batman, the animated series.
For real.
It's great. Up next, we have the original Teen Titans. Not Teen Titans Go.
That shit is trash.
The original Teen Titans versus Scooby-Doo. I don't know what iteration of Scooby-Doo you put up here, but...
I was going with the original.
The original. So you got the original Scooby-Doo versus the original Teen Titans.
For me, I'm going Scooby-Doo.
Oh, man. I don't think the original Teen Titans just deserve to go out like this. I don't think they deserve to go out like this.
Hey, we could coin
flip. We could coin flip that one, man. What you got, man?
I'm calling Tails for Scooby-Doo.
Tails it is for Scooby-Doo. All right. I ain't think the original Teen Titans should have went out like that. But the original Scooby-Doo is great.
Before Dragon Ball Z, Scooby-Doo was my all-time favorite cartoon.
Scooby-Doo was your all-time favorite cartoon? Wow, man. That little backstory with me was that my dad used to have, like, VHSs. And on the VHS used to be Scooby-Doo, Johnny Quest, the Flintstones, the Jetsons, and the Fantastic Four. Used to be on.
I couldn't get into Johnny Quest. I can fuck with the others. Yeah. Just Johnny Quest, I couldn't get into.
So that's what used to be on there for me. And finally, last first round matchup, Family Guy versus Darkwing Duck.
Oh, come on. That ain't even right. It should have put Family Guy up against the Simpsons or something. That ain't even right. Fuck it, man. Darkwing Duck.
I love Family Guy. I think it is a great show. But Darkwing Duck holds a special place in my heart. Darkwing Duck is moving on. If you ain't seen Darkwing Duck, that shit is on
Disney Plus.
If you got that, go watch it. You won't be disappointed. Trust me. It's great. So the first round matchups are complete.
Damn, Family Guy out in the first round?
That's... Family Guy out in the first round. Beast Wars out in the first round. Hey Arnold out in the first round. Rugrats out in the first round. Arthur out in the first round. Tiny Toon Adventures out in the first round.
Powerpuff Girls.
South Park, Powerpuff Girls. Dexter's Laboratory. Teen Titans. Goof Troop. Tailspin, Ren and Stimpy, out in the first round.
I'm mad about that Ren and Stimpy, though.
You mad about that Ren and Stimpy, man? Yeah. It's cool, man. You be all right. You be all right.
It's that bullshit.
That's that bullshit. Starting in the second round, we have the Jetsons versus the Looney Tunes.
I'm going Looney Tunes.
I'm going to go Looney Tunes as well.
Like, I love the Jetsons.
I love the Jetsons.
The variety that the Looney Tunes put on.
Yeah.
If you were like Bugs Bunny fucking over whoever, you know? Yeah, Daffy Duck getting screwed over all the time.
Up next, we have American Dad versus Chippendale Rescue Rangers.
I'm going Chippendale.
I'm going to go Chippendale as well.
I like American Dad, but...
I do, too. That's why I put it
on
there.
I like Family Guy better. Family Guy is better.
That's why I'm like, damn, they held in the first round and American Dad made it through with their gay-ass alien.
Up next, we got Batman, the animated series.
Batman. As long as it ain't up against Dragon Ball Z, I'm picking Batman. I don't give a fuck.
Batman animated series versus Phineas and Ferb.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going with Batman as well. I love Phineas and Ferb, but
Batman, the animated series, is better to me.
Up next, we got Scooby-Doo, the original Scooby-Doo, versus Gargoyles.
Aw, come on, man. Come on. That ain't even right. That's not even right. That's not...
The bracket does what the bracket does, bro.
Scooby-Doo. I don't care if we coin flip it, if that's what you want to do, or you pick whoever. I don't.
I'm going to let you call it, man.
Tails.
It's heads, Gargoyles is moving on. All
right, man.
That just ain't fair.
Gargoyles is moving on. Gargoyles was such a good show. Scooby-Doo, the original Scooby-Doo, is great. Up next, we've got Yu-Gi-Oh! Versus Avatar, The Last Airbender.
You pick first on this one.
I gotta go Avatar, man. I gotta go Avatar. Episode by episode, storyline all the way through, I got Avatar. Yu-Gi-Oh! Has some lulls. It has some low points where you was like, ah, why is this episode here? Every episode of Airbender, man, versus Yu-Gi-Oh! I thought it was better. In its entirety, the storyline. Come on, man. You had the fire dude who was evil but became good.
Zuko,
come on, man. Helping him out in the end. Going against his father. He ain't supposed to been on the side of no airbender and no earthbender. Come on, bro.
Fucking man, Avatar. But I'm not happy about it.
You're not happy about it?
I mean, I could have coin flipped it, but fuck it.
Up next, we got Recess versus Dragon Ball Z.
Dragon Ball Z.
We got to go DBZ. As much as I love Recess, DBZ is moving on.
Up next, we got Doug versus Darkwing Duck.
Bye, Doug.
Bye, Doug. Darkwing Duck is moving on to the next round. And finally, in the second round, we have X-Men versus the Boondocks.
Oh. Fuck you and your bracket. Right.
The bracket does what the bracket does.
X-Men.
I'm going to go X-Men as well. I love the Boondocks, but we can't forget about that fourth season after Aaron MacGruber left.
For real.
Aaron MacGruber left, and that fourth season of the Boondocks, that cost you guys.
Bye.
So the Boondocks are out. The Jetsons are out. Recess is out. Yu-Gi-Oh! Is out. American Dad is out. Scooby-Doo is out. Doug is out. And Phineas and Ferb is out. We are down to the Elite Eight. Are you ready?
I mean, I know what the top two picks is longer than it's sitting out on the same side of the bracket.
Are you ready?
Let's go.
Up first, we have Gargoyles versus Chippendale Rescue Rangers.
Gargoyles.
Gargoyles is moving on to the final four. Up next, we have Looney Tunes versus X-Men. The animated series.
Who you got?
I'm going X-Men animated series.
We gonna coin flip this.
Coin flipping it?
Yeah, man.
I'm what you call
Tails.
It? Tails for Looney Tunes, right?
Yes.
It is Tails. Looney Tunes is moving on to the final four against my better judgment. But
you know. No, I'm just saying, like, I recently watched over the X-Men series, and there was a lot of shit. I'm like, damn, I wish this was just, like,
not here.
For real.
Yeah, I understand.
I mean, you could say the same thing about Looney Tunes, but they have so much more.
Up next, we've got Batman, the animated series, versus Darkwing Duck.
Batman.
I'm gonna go Batman as well.
I like Darkwing.
I mean, that's tough for me, but if y'all know me, I'm all about Batman. I got the Batman tattoo on my shoulder, so.
And last but not least,
in Dragon the first Ball round, Z.
Dragon Ball Z versus Avatar, The Last Airbender.
Dragon Ball Z.
I'm going to go Dragon Ball Z as well.
I know.
I like Avatar, though. Damn.
I do, too. It ain't better than Dragon Ball Z, though.
So we have the final four. The final four, Batman, Dragon Ball Z, Gargoyles, Looney Tunes. Who will move on to the championship? The matchups are as follows.
Oh, these matchups is going to piss me off. I already know it.
Looney Tunes versus Dragon Ball Z.
Dragon Ball Z.
We're moving Dragon Ball Z on.
And the next one for me is Batman. So.
Batman versus Gargoyles. We're going to move Batman on. So the championship, Batman. The animated series versus Dragon Ball Z.
Who you got?
Of those two shows, I gotta go Dragon Ball Z.
We're coin flipping this. Just because I don't want to vote neither one of them. All.
Really?
I don't want to vote either one of them off.
All right, man. I'm gonna let you call it.
Tails.
For who?
I don't know, man.
Okay, then I'm going to have to call it. So it's going to be heads for Dragon Ball Z.
Okay.
There you have it, sir. Dragon Ball Z.
I ain't mad at it.
Is the greatest animated show of all the times.
I ain't mad at it.
Dragon Ball Z, ladies and gentlemen. If you have not watched Dragon Ball Z, what the fuck rock have you been sleeping under?
I'm sorry you didn't have more anime on there, to be honest.
Well, what I did was I purposely kept the anime off.
Why? Because I didn't watch it?
Because you didn't watch it. That's right. So
we could have coin flipped them bitches.
No. I felt like it would be better if we knew what the shows was. And the shows that I picked, they were still shows that I liked. And a lot of the anime stuff, I'm still not finished it. So I didn't put it on it. Like Bleach, I've only watched 2 seasons of the shit. You know, Death Note is probably one of the greatest anime shows I've watched, but, you know, you've not seen that. So it's no point of putting that on here because it's hard to explain it as well. So High School of the Dead only had 1 season because the guy died in the middle of him writing the shit. So Inuyasha, just too much for you to just... Like, I couldn't tell you to go watch that shit right now, and then you be caught up, because it's not happening. They got, like, 200 and some odd episodes. And then Naruto, of course, you got 5 iterations of Naruto, and they just made a new one now, so.
Great.
Like, you got a lot of stuff out there, man. You got a lot of stuff out there. What was the other genre? Assassination Classroom. I like that one, too, so. But... There's a lot of anime out there, but I went with the stuff I knew, and I thought the stuff that you would know too as well.
Okay,
so it's a good bracket, man. I mean, yeah. Arthur went out in the first round. Arthur, man, he didn't go up against the X-Men, so you know the Powerpuff Girls went out. You know what I'm saying?
I'm still mad about Ren and Stimpy, man. That's my show,
bro. I like Ren and Stimpy, but it's not better than Phineas and Ferb.
Yes, it is.
I've watched every episode of both of those shows. Come on, bro. Like, stop it. Stop
it. Ren and Stimpy is better.
No, it's not, man.
Yes, it is. Like,
yes, it is. Stop it.
Come on, man. Log. Come on.
It don't matter. It don't matter what you say. You happy, happy, joy, joy all you want. Like, no. You know, a lot of shows was missing off of here, man. Johnny Bravo didn't make it.
I didn't like Johnny Bravo.
Ed, and Eddie didn't make it.
I didn't like that shit either.
Courage the Cowardly Dog didn't make it.
Hell no.
You know?
Ass dog.
The Wild Thornberries didn't make it.
I don't even know what that is.
That was on Nickelodeon.
I don't like
SpongeBob didn't make it.
Gay ass SpongeBob. You know he ain't getting my vote.
He make it. Rocket Power didn't make it.
I don't know what that is.
That was on Nickelodeon too, man.
I'm not a fan of Nickelodeon.
What else did make it, man? A lot of stuff didn't make it, man. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles didn't make
it. I was going to put it on there, but I just like...
Sonic didn't make it.
Sonic didn't have enough seasons for me to put it on
there. Didn't make it. I was contemplating. Because Power Rangers is not really a cartoon.
No, it's not a cartoon.
So I couldn't put it on here. And plus, I wouldn't have known which one to put on it.
It would have to be the original.
It had
because I ain't watched Turbo or any of the
had
other.
To be
one.
The original joint with the White Ranger and shit.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Green Ranger before the White Ranger.
Before the White Ranger, Green Ranger. Okay.
Yeah.
Pokemon didn't make it.
I didn't. I only watched like a little bit of Pokemon. The fucking Team Rocket. I didn't like them motherfuckers.
You like Team Rocket? Shit. What else didn't make it? Digimon didn't make it. Beyblade.
I never watched that.
There's a lot of stuff that just didn't make it. You know? But it is what it is, man.
I don't care. They still would all lost to Dragon Ball Z. So.
They'd all lost to Dragon Ball Z.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, man. That Avatar joint, man, it hurt me, man. Avatar versus DBZ. That one hurt me, man.
It ain't hurt me.
I like Avatar, man.
And I like Dragon Ball Z better.
I like Avatar.
I do too. And I like Dragon Ball Z better. I like Avatar so much, I bought the complete box set. And I like Dragon Ball Z better.
Man, no one hurt me, man.
Hey.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Shit, losing Scooby-Doo hurt me.
Scooby-Doo hurts you, man?
Yeah, man.
I'm sorry, man. Scooby-Doo, you know.
That was on a coin flip, right?
Yeah, that was on a coin flip with Gargoyles, man. I'm sorry, man.
It is what it is.
You know. It ain't hurt me that Phineas and Ferb lost to Batman.
Oh, it was going to. Shouldn't hurt.
Batman is a better show, you know. But Phineas and Ferb, man... Hey Arnold and Recess. That was a tough matchup for me.
Not for me.
I know not for you, but that was a tough matchup for me. Dragon Ball Z versus Beast Wars. Beast Wars going out that early was a tough one for me. It wasn't a tough one that it lost to Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, it's just they went out to Dragon Ball Z so early.
The Rugrats going out early.
That was first round, right?
Yeah, man, they lost to Yu-Gi-Oh! I don't know, man. Rugrats taught us so much. It taught us so much.
Yu-Gi-Oh! Taught me more.
Yu-Gi-Oh! Taught you more?
Yeah, man. They were all about friendship. They had the things on their tattooed on their hands.
I know, man. Yu-Gi-Oh! Was a good
show. Not like I give a shit about all that, but...
Do you think Pokemon was better than Yu-Gi-Oh?
Hell no.
No?
You don't think? Hell no.
You like the card fighting, the battles?
I don't give a fuck about Pokemon.
Yo, man, they had some good shows. Some good episodes on that thing. That was a good show.
No, I'm good on that. I'm good on
Arthur that. Taught us a lot, too.
What did Arthur teach you?
They taught us about friendship. Taught us about everyday shit. You know, going on. It was one of those shows where it was like, it always taught you a lesson at the end. At the end of the show, it had a lesson about it. When Buster was acting like an ass to his friends because he became popular. Like, you know, you can't be doing that, bro.
Yes, you can.
You know?
You popular now.
You know, he started hanging out with motherfuckers that he won't supposed to be hanging out with and shit. You know, that was a good show, man. That was a good show. Tiny Toon Adventures was a great show, too, man. I think we had all great shows on here. Thought we had all great shows on here, man.
Yeah.
I wish you had actually watched some episodes of South Park, and then you probably wouldn't have voted it down to American Dad. You're out of your mind.
Hey, you coin flipped it. Shit.
I mean, I ain't had no choice because you picked American Dad.
Yeah. Shit. I didn't expect American Dad to make it out the first round. I just threw him in there to throw him in there.
Yeah, they shouldn't have made it out the first round because South Park should have won.
I don't watch South Park.
God damn you, man.
Now what if you put up South Park against Family Guy?
Stop playing.
You need to stop playing.
Stop playing. You know I like Family Guy better. Stop playing.
I'm just saying.
Stop playing.
I'm just saying. Family Guy ain't making out the first round.
Oh, yeah, sure did.
No, they did.
Yeah, it went up against Darkwing Duck. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You know, I like Family Guy, but Darkwing Duck, that's my shit.
See, I thought it was going coin flip it. That's why I picked Darkwing Duck.
Nah. It wasn't no coin flip necessary. Right? Once you pick Darkwing Duck, that was it. Because where you in trouble, nigga, you call DW. Darkwing Duck.
Yeah.
Let's get dangerous, nigga. That's my shit. Since I got Disney Plus, I done watched that shit four times. every episode, four times. That's my shit.
I haven't went through it once. Not on Disney Plus anyway. I own the series on DVD.
Yeah. Shit. But this is all great shows, man. All great shows. All great shows.
X-Men went out to the Looney Tunes.
Hey.
Looney Tunes, man. Yo, Bugs Bunny, Elmer Fudd.
Word.
Roadrunner.
Daffy Duck. Taz, the Martian. Marvin the Martian, excuse me.
Marvin the Martian, yep.
You know, shit, they got too many characters.
Yeah. So, you got anything else for the people, man?
Hit the Facebook group up. That's where we are the most. So.
Of course, man. Like, share the podcast. We're on all platforms, pretty much. Or the ones that matter.
Yeah.
iTunes, Google. You know, of course, we're still on CastBox. We're on SimpleCast.
And by all means, be safe out there.
Yes. We're going to talk more about that in the next episode because we got weird news stories in the next episode. It's going to be great. And we'll figure out some more shit to talk about in the next episode. We appreciate you guys, as always, listening. This has been a 2 Cents and 9 Cents podcast. That's been my homeboy, Matt.
Yeah.
I've been Antoine Y. Slicker, and we out.
We out.
I can't get it to stop recording. We out.